Babylon. So me I give it to you in a parable. Old time people them used to say, when short mouth tell you, you can't hear. So when long mouth tell you, you go feel it, feel it. You talk too much, you will pay for what you don't eat. Go never know the use of it till the butcher cut it off. Go never know the use of it till the butcher cut it off. Don't underrate no man. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Don't watch the tool, the work it can do. Watch the man that behind, yeah. Man laugh first, him no laugh yet. The man laugh last, get it full. Deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Don't watch the tool, the work it can do. Watch the man that behind, yeah. Man laugh first, him no laugh yet. The one laugh last, get it full. Buy red down here in a Babylon.
Catches eye, and his love runs deeper than he thought it could. Then I act like a woman, and he's got a woman who acts like a woman.
About writing a life story.
Because the true things rarely get into circulation. Usually the false things. So if you never get any of those things you want to ask, I'll tell you, all of those things come from the truth, you know? Because otherwise it's hard to know where to start. Where do you start with the truth?
Speculation surrounding Monroe's death continues to this day.
The charges Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Someone in the CIA killed Monroe.
There's a mystery about the story. Sex and politics, the Kennedy brothers, the Cuban Revolution, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Put the table in there.
frightening thing, you know. This object here.
Marilyn.
Monroe died from an overdose of sleeping pills.
Speculation surrounding Monroe's death continues to this day.
The charges Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Someone in the CIA killed Monroe.
There's a mystery about the story. Sex and politics, the Kennedy brothers, the Cuban Revolution, question mark, question mark, question mark.
He pulled the table over. Frightening thing, you know. This object here.
Well, that is microphone.
Okay. Five came out in 1 month, and Howard Hughes had just had his aeroplane accident, remember? He sent for them, and I went to 20th, where Ben Lyon was head of casting, and didn't I tell you that?
No.
Well, he came out. There was a long waiting on hard benches. We were sitting up. People of all ages and sizes and everything. He came and he says, "Who is this girl?" So he said, "I look so fresh and young and I don't know what all." He was very enthusiastic. I mean, he said, "Oh," he says, "you had high hopes for me." Well, they made a Technicolor test the following day, which was unusual, but they sort of sneaked it in. All of them got together in the talent department, and they put me into contract, under stock contract, for a year, and then I was dropped. And then I was hired at Columbia. Then when I was hired back after the Asphalt Jungle, you know, the 20th Century Fox, Zanny said, "I understand you used to be here." I said, "That's right." "Well, things are quite different now." And he said, "I had a three-dimensional quality having to do with sex." He says, "quite reminiscent of Harlow." And it was interesting, since Ben Lyon had been saying that. Oh, yes. Yeah. Because, well, I wanted my mother's maiden name because I felt that rightfully was my name. I couldn't take my father's name very well. So I wanted at least something that was related. So I said, "I want the name Monroe," which was my mother's maiden name. And the true things rarely get into circulation. It's usually the false things. Yes, that's what she claimed. But as a friend of my husband says, he was one of our lesser presidents.
Marilyn Monroe, the golden girl of Hollywood.
The dazzling fame of Marilyn Monroe delights the critics and attracts the public in swarms.
Marilyn Monroe was this era's sex symbol.
Marilyn Monroe trod the summit of her profession.
Something remarkable happened when she stepped before a camera.
A queen in her own realm of entertainment.
She was adored by millions.
Marilyn became the most famous woman in the world. She still is.
A self-illuminating body. The star.
Let it be. I was getting nowhere.
Born June 1st, 1926, in the Charity Ward of the Los Angeles County Hospital.
America.
say that I wasn't. I was. I know. It was me. It happened to. It was I. It was all true. I was behind the event, and they usually let you get about a week behind the event. And since, you know, they write you and say, you are the only one who doesn't support this wonderful, wonderful. It's not so wonderful unless you're working and paying your rent. Tom Kelly had asked me, I had done some beer ads for beer for him, and he had asked me to pose nude. Actually, I'd be in a bathing suit or something like that. So he asked me to pose nude, and his wife, Natalie Kelly, she'd be in the dressing room, and I'd be getting dressed and changing. So she said to him, probably, she got to do nudes or something. And then sometimes other photographers, Willinger had asked, this woman who put his name on, had asked, I said, oh, I don't do porn. And one time, Andre Dienes, I went on an interview, and he said, so you do nudes? I said, no, I don't do nudes, never. So I always went around saying never. And then I got so far behind the rent, 4 weeks, and I was in debt and everything. So I called up and I said, are you sure they won't recognize? He said, I promise. I said, well, if it's at night and you don't have any helpers, you know, to put the lights in. I said, I don't know. I said, I'm shy and I don't want to expose myself to, you know, all the people you have. And I said, and at night. He said, all right, just Natalie and myself. So we did it. And that's all. He just spread out some red velvet and had me lie down on the red velvet. I thought, you know, they'd put some kind of lotion on you or something. Nothing, just, you know. It was very simple and
draft. center deck in left center field. DiMaggio connects.
Marilyn was learning the public favors possessive feline creature. Pet it, and it may purr. Deny it, and it may eat you up. It will invade the last chamber of privacy, treat anguish as a charade, demand a quote from the deathbed. Marilyn would again hear the roar of the animal.
Well, we're here to make the 7-year itch.
That's your latest picture, right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to working
here
very much.
I hear that you're getting to be quite a cook, too. Joe says you can really broil a mean steak.
Well, I'm learning, a little slow, but...
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Fill that umpire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Just a man and not a freak, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I, sir.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I, sir.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame. He got Bob Blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio.
We want you on our side. Whispers low of how they stopped our Joe one night in Cleveland. Oh, 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 goodbye, Street DiMaggio.
City of lights and fantasy. Hollywood, glorified, glittering, fascinating, fabulous, mythical kingdom. Hollywood, the glamour capital of the world.
When I was a kid, and I remember at the movies on Saturday afternoon.
Let's take a spin down the boulevard and see what we can find.
And I would never come out of the movie. They'd have to come and get me.
Ah, Garbo!
Bad, good, didn't matter.
Hollywood's playground.
Anything that would move on the screen.
And here inside the gates, there's more stars in the Milky Way. You don't believe it? Just follow us.
My favorite was Jean Harlow. She had white hair.
The one and only Marlene Dietrich.
Cary Grant arrives with his best grin. As usual, Cary has a genial greeting for everybody.
And Clark Gable.
When Clark walked into the forecourt, the crowd is still shouting for their favorite.
Although I was a kid and I didn't know anything about acting,
I can look up to
it
and admire.
I wanted to know.
But I don't want him to around me.
Marilyn Monroe.
Some real regard for me.
I'm talking about in the beginning.
Yes.
You know, when she was a kid.
You were at that time.
Well, I was. Al Rosen Agency was one of the top agencies in the business.
Right.
We handled Cary Grant, Frederick March, Jack Oakey, Judy Garland, you
right.
know.
But you see, the history of this business is, you got one thing I'll guarantee it, which you didn't know about. In this business, in the golden years, yeah,
every casting director of every studio used to have a black book. You know what I mean? So every girl, you know, I'm talking about kids that were breaking in like Marilyn Monroe, you know, when they get started. All the casting directors, they would write in their black book who could be made.
Hmm. Yeah.
You see, the business has changed since then. Today it's the buck.
Right.
It used to be sex. Remember that.
Calling all girls. Calling all girls. And now all those lovely hopefuls have their chance. The process of selecting just the right girls is a careful one.
My, my, what a smart-looking crowd. Isn't she a honey? Isn't she sweet?
Neck 12 and a half. Bust 34 and a half.
Pride, adventure, ambition. From the ends of the earth they come, waiting for the magic call.
So young is Hollywood that many of its earliest pioneers are still active in the industry. Men like Joseph Skank, chairman of the board of 20th Century Fox.
Mr. Skank brought about an era of epic dramatic screen
stories. You know the stories about Skank and her? They were true, were they?
Oh, sure, Skank. Skank was a human being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She had a bunch of them. He wasn't the only one.
We're a group who gathered at Skank's. She was always very much at his house.
Yeah.
Anyone can see I love you.
And she was beginning to make a few strides.
Smile in your direction tells the world my heart is filled with nothing but affection.
So where are we now?
1948.
By the time it was known, I had already done the Ethel Jungle. I was hired at Fox. And I remember they called on the set, publicity department, and said something to the effect, did you post for a calendar? And I said, yes, anything wrong? There was great anxiety in their voices. You, oh, don't say you did. Say you didn't. So I said, but I did. I signed the release, and I did, and I feel I should say it, so I did say that I did, and they were very unhappy about it. And then I, the cameraman who was working on the film at that time, he got a hold of one, and he asked me if I'd sign it. And so I said, yes, I would. I signed it, and I said, to him and then his name, and I said, this isn't my best angle, and of course they got mad at the studio. And they said, but you can't sign them. I said, but it's me, and they'd rather have these than the other sign. If they're friends, I don't sign for strangers, but they're friends. Or some, I said, Do you like him better with long hair? Because the hair was down to here, my hair. Before I did the actual jungle. Little by little, I think Fox got used to it.
Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. It's Sunday night and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sterd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra. Brought to you, transcribed by Richard Hudnut, makers of scientific hair preparation. Tonight our guest is Marilyn Monroe. Give your hair a beauty finish after your next shampoo. Here's how.
Rinse, lady, rinse. Treat your hair to Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. After each shampoo, each home permanent too. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Beauty finish. Beauty finish. Rinse, lady, rinse. With Richard Hudnut Cream.
The magic conditioning rinse discovered by Richard Hudnut. After every shampoo, it makes your hair softer and so manageable. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Insist on the genuine Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Edgar, are those rumors I've been hearing true? I mean, is Charles actually going to marry Marilyn Monroe?
That's correct, Ray.
Poor girl. Is she paying off an election bet or something?
Well, I can't understand it either.
Incredible.
Marilyn, my Marilyn, this is the day that we will wed.
Oh, yes.
Hello, you poor losers, you.
Yes. Dolly?
Yes.
So you're going to give up single bliss for a ball and chain?
Yeah, yeah. And being chained to Marilyn is really going to be a ball.
Yeah. Dolly, do you think that you're ready for marriage?
Ready? Ready, man?
Yeah.
I kicked a hole in the starting gate.
Oh, I...
I say that, Charles, old chap, I've heard about you and Marilyn Monroe, and... May I tender my gratuitous felicitations upon the advent of your nuptials?
Well, I don't think it... What does that mean?
I wish I were in your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, boy, you must have some British blood in you.
Well, makes you say that, right?
Well, you certainly did Piccadilly.
Oh.
Excuse me, old chap, I just got carried away, you know?
Yeah. Keep it up and you will be.
Yeah.
You know, Ray, this is quite a step that Charlie is taking.
Oh, yes, rather. Well.
And I would like to ask you, Ray, what do you think of marriage?
Well, Edgar, you know, I think it's one thing that every husband and wife should have in common.
Oh.
Of course, Charles, I still can't understand why Marilyn Monroe picked you.
I don't know what she sees in me either. Besides, good looks, charm, talent, and personality, that's about all I got.
Yes. Well, what do you two have in common? I mean, when you're together, what do you talk about? Who talks?
But I tell you one thing, she's not only beautiful, but she's intelligent, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you like her IQ.
I like her whole alphabet.
You like her.
From A to... Wow!
Yeah, all right.
Bergen, what was that?
Oh, that's a tom-tom, Charlie.
Oh, a tom-tom?
Yes. You know, Charlie, his skin stretched over a drum head.
Oh, don't be sensitive, Bergen. Oh.
Those drums are sending a warning, Charlie, to every woman listening. When you give yourself a home permanent, be beauty wise and neutralized. If you skip the neutralizing step, you're running the risk of hidden hair damage. The chemical action of all cold wave permanents should be stopped completely at the right time. That's why Richard Hudnut gives you, first, the neutralizer to safely restore your hair's natural springiness. Then, the famous neutralizer booster to lock in your wave so it stays lovely even in damp or rainy weather. Neutralizing takes so little time, makes such a big difference. Remember the warning. And remember Richard Hudnut. No other home permanent method guarantees you longer lasting, softer, more natural looking curls in a shorter time. Be beauty wise. Buy a Richard Hudnut home permanent.
Well, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
No, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that girls...
Yes, Bergen?
Girls, well, girls aren't boys.
No! Bergen, you've ruined everything.
What do you mean?
Now, Marilyn and I will have to go on separate honeymoons.
Oh, Charlie, all I'm trying to tell you is what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
I'm here.
You look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Who can blame it?
Charlie, would you mind if I kept on working?
Well, now, Marilyn, let's get this straight. I wear the pants in this family.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a shame because... I make around $50,000 a year.
Oh, you do? Well, now, you might look good in slacks.
Yeah, that's better.
Where's Marilyn Monroe? I'm from Look. Look.
Look magazine?
No, I just want to look.
I'm worried, Charlie. That crowd outside. My fans seem to object to this marriage. I don't know why. I'm just a woman.
I know, but you're so good at it. Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie, just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. Ah, they're still playing our song. They've enlarged the orchestra.
This is it, Charlie.
Roger. Synchronized wedding rings.
All right, Charlie. We go first.
Yes.
Stop the wedding! Stop the wedding! Charlie, old boy. Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. Look at that mob outside. They'll tear you limb from limb.
Let me see. Good heavens, they're carrying signs.
Yes, look at that one. It says, take the Washington Monument, but leave us Monroe.
There's another one. Things were looking better and better, but you took our girl and left just a sweater. Oh.
Yes, and Charlie, it's not only here. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes.
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. And now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Guthrie, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette.
I'll try this station,
Good evening, Mr. Missinoff America, and all you broken-hearted sailors at sea. Flash! The Russians are trying to steal the blueprints for Marilyn Monroe. And here's a personal message to Charlie McCarthy. Why, you little pipsqueak, you. I happen to know that your family tree has a knothole in it. And furthermore, Congress is passing a law to prevent Marilyn from marrying anyone until she's 50. This will be known as the new Monroe Doctrine.
Turn him off. You can't
I'll
be
true,
can
it, Marilyn? I'll try one more station.
Yes,
Charlie.
I will.
Stand by now for the shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with this marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Shut that thing off.
Kiss, kiss me, hold, hold me, kiss me, hold me, kiss me.
Place open in Vegas now. I guess it'll have to do.
Yeah, look at that sign. All night weddings, $5. Reduce rates if you play our slot machines.
Come on, let's go in.
That must be the justice of the peace. Hello, I want to get married.
Fine. Have you got a girl?
Yes. I'm going to marry him.
Him? That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
What do you mean?
Who ever heard of getting hitched to a hitching post?
Look here, loose and quivery.
Well, we'll start the ceremony. Now, you take her hand.
There.
Okay, you two know the rules.
Rules?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also referee prize fights. How do you, Miss...
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe? Miss Monroe, I happen to be a bachelor of very steady habits. And if you could...
Wait a minute. Do you think you can take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And you, Marilyn Monroe, take... Holy smokes, I'm getting married.
Get on with it, boy. We'll be late for our honeymoon.
Oh, no.
I came here to marry Charlie.
Well, why take him when you can have this great big bundle of joy all for your own? I may not be young, but I'm still cooking with gas.
Certainly got the pot for
you. Got the pot for
you. Listen, nothing
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Listen, nothing can make me change my mind. So will you please go on with the ceremony?
All right. Young man, let me see your license, birth certificate, physical test.
Yeah, here they are. All the stuff is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, ah. That's the nastiest I ever heard.
Young man, I can't marry you. In fact, no one can marry you. Look at the result of your physical test.
What does it say?
No blood.
No blood?
No, just sap.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment.
Shine, shine.
Your hair can really shine if you know the secret. And the secret's in every bottle of Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. You can see the shine right in the bottle. And after one shampoo, you'll see the shine in your hair.
Shine up.